Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of us have primary doctors, more than 70% of adults here in the U.S. So why aren't primary care docs a top priority for distribution of the coronavirus vaccine? Right now, the focus is on large vaccination sites like stadiums and pharmacies, but our next guest argues that including primary care doctors would make the process smoother and more equitable. Dr. Wayne Altman is with Tufts University School of Medicine and sees patients in Arlington, Massachusetts. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So one of the realities is that most doctors' offices don't have these cold storage units for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. But you could store the Moderna vaccine and possibly others as they come along. If primary doctors were prioritized, how would this accelerate the rollout?
Well, you're exactly right, Tanya. And our office has been storing and delivering the Moderna COVID vaccine for about a month now, quite successfully. And what we've done to try and do this as efficiently as possible is we do a drive-in clinic outside our practice in the parking lot in the cold weather, and we are able to give about 200 vaccines in about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, so your office has the vaccine. We know there's a survey that says about 1 in 5 primary doctors have actually gotten shipments. Can you take us a few steps back? How did your office obtain the vaccine for your patients?
I was speaking with another family physician who told me that she called up the DPH and they were able to get vaccine for their office as long as they were willing to be a regional site and provide it to people who weren't their patients as well. So we called up right away and they gave us the vaccine. Now there are a number of primary care practices that are calling up now and are being told no because the supply has been shifted to mass vaccination sites and not to primary care. So there are a lot of sites, primary care sites that are ready to vaccinate and are not able to.
There's an argument that going the route of primary doctors is also more equitable. I mean, a significant number of seniors, for instance, have primary doctors. We've actually heard anecdotes of senior citizens having trouble navigating these websites to sign up for appointments at these big distribution centers. What ways do you see centering primary doctors as yourself as a more equitable approach?
So there's a term called population health. It's something that primary care clinicians have been doing for decades now, where we identify our most at-risk patients, our most vulnerable patients. Sometimes these are patients who don't speak English. Sometimes these patients are homebound or have chronic illnesses or are elderly, et cetera, et cetera. And we are able, with not too much difficulty, to figure out who these folks are and to reach out to them and offer them different services, whether it be a COVID vaccine or colonoscopy for colorectal cancer screening or what have you. This is something that we've been doing. And so Gillette Stadium has no ability to access vulnerable patients. Patients come to them. That's what makes it different. We have a relationship with our patients.
Well, why is it this way? I mean, one of the arguments for why the distribution system is the way it is because the Trump administration left it in the hands of states to decide on distribution. There is now this push to get the Biden administration and state officials to consider a hybrid approach maybe for the distribution into the spring and summer. Do you feel that's too late? What do you want to see done in the short term?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I'm an educator. I teach medical students at Tufts Medical School. And there's this concept that whatever you test on is what people will study and perform on. So if you prioritize speed, you lose equity. But if you prioritize equity, you don't need to lose speed. I'll give you an example. I have a patient who works in a grocery store locally and asked if we could vaccinate her 70 employees who are essential workers once it was their time. And I said, how about if we come to you? And we can roll in there with a doctor, a medical student, and 2 medical assistants, and vaccinate 50 people in about a half an hour, safely, efficiently, answer all their questions. And these are the kinds of techniques that we could use to reach the people who are most vulnerable and to do it quickly and efficiently.
That's Dr. Wayne Altman. He's chair of the Family Medicine Department at Tufts University School of Medicine, and he also sees patients in Arlington, Massachusetts. Dr. Altman, thank you so much for this conversation.
My pleasure.